What's going on, America? And welcome to the very special 100% America 316 edition of the show. Oh. I know that we gave you an audio sample last week, but this edition, we are here in Austin, Texas.
Yeehaw.
Signing all of the pre-orders, and we'll get into that in just a second, but you can go to America316.com right now and get my very first book. We've been blown away by the response. I don't know how else to put it, but this episode is actually going to be really cool because Jake is going to kind of lead this episode.
That's right.
And he is going to kind of interview, I guess, me about the book.
I'm so excited about
so this. Jake has heard the book, he's read the book, he's probably knows the book better than I do at this point. And so we're gonna let Jake kind of take the reins and ask questions about the book so we can talk about it a little bit, you guys can get a little inside scoop about things. But before we do that, we've signed a lot of books, Jake.
Oh yeah. Well, you have. But
it was a lot.
How many? 5,000.
There were 5,000 pre-order signatures, and that's not even half of the pre-orders of the book.
We knocked them out, man.
We did. We knocked them out. Oh man, they were so. We're like, it's gonna take you.
They
guys,
underestimated.
It's gonna take you guys a week, a solid week, to get this done. But we are here at Scribe Media, which is the company that helped edit my book. As you can see, it's on the shelves here. These are the same people that, check this out, same guys who did David Goggins' book. So I don't know if you can see this right here.
Look at that.
We'll just do,
come on.
We'll just do that right there. Boom. There you go. So for those of you watching, now you've got America 316 and Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins right next to each other. So
yeah, they're pretty awesome people too. They're pretty
nice. Real nice folks. Anyway, but we had to come down here to Austin to sign all these books, and I will say that it was more tedious than I thought it was going to be. I don't know how I would have done it without the massive amounts of people here to help. Like Jake, bless his heart, he was literally like just funneling books to me for hours.
Got about 20 paper cuts.
Yeah, Jake pretty mortally brutal. Wounded himself multiple times.
Sacrifice.
Anyway, but we are here to talk to you about the book. So before we get into this special edition where Jake is now going to take over the show, let's get into a sponsor. All right, Bespoke Post. If your mailbox is anything like mine, 90% of the time it's a fairly depressing place. Political flyers, utility bills, unholy amounts of coupons, but once a month I do have a reason to be stoked. And that's because of Box of Awesome from Bespoke Post. Bespoke sends guys only the best stuff every month, and no matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has carefully built collections for every part of your life. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them pick the right Box of Awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs only $45 but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter code G-R-A-H-A-M. That's Graham at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code Graham for 20% off your first box. All right, and without further ado, I'm going to run and grab a water super quick, and Jake Stone is now your host, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. All right, Graham, I got a few questions for you. Some of these have been fan questions. Some of them are my questions. Kind of just to give people a little bit more of a backstory of where the book, you know, started from. So the first one, what made you want to write the book? Like, you were doing videos, everything was going great, and what idea came to your mind? Like, what sparked the idea?
I've always been like an artistic person. Like, you know this, you're an artistic guy, you're a music guy. And I was a music guy once upon a time before all this. So I always thought that like music was going to be what got me famous, which I was greatly mistaken. But either way, I've always been like this emotional, kind of moody kind of guy. And so I've always kind of wanted to kind of talk about like my life and how we got here and all this other stuff. Because I think too many people, when they write books, like they're these experts now, mm-hmm. right? So not to throw any people we know under the bus, but everybody knows about them. There are people just like us that were nobodies, and then one day they fell into fame or whatever, and now all of a sudden they're these perfect people and they're these awesome folks. So I didn't want to write a book like that. I wanted to say, like, hey, you know, if freaking I can figure out how to do this stuff, then anybody can. And yeah. So I decided for this book to be really open about a lot of things and to honestly kind of show more flaws than I show, you know, oh, I'm this super smart guy that figured all this stuff out, you know.
Yeah.
I turned screaming into a cell phone, into a business. You know, I didn't want to write it like that. I wanted to write more about the hard times and the failures more than anything else. And so I actually just got a real life review from a good friend of mine, John Cooper from Skillet. So he literally today, as of 9:56 this morning, he sent me this. He said, just finished the book. Loved it. Thank you, John. I appreciate that. It finished really strong too, which is cool because sometimes books have all the yeah. good stuff front loaded,
mm-hmm.
Which is something I didn't even think about. I didn't even think about that. And so I really liked the way that he did that. Anyway, the second half, even the last third were really good. I won't read everything that he says. But really important in pulling no punches. So I thought that was I really liked that review.
Yeah, he's
I thought
a smart
that,
guy.
I thought that was cool because he's right. You know, a lot of albums, a lot of music albums are that way too. Like the music towards the end of the album is kind of like the less songs. So I think when people read this book, I think when they get to the end, I think that they'll be empowered, but hopefully wanting more. So, you know, that was something that I argued with the editors about and my lawyer about and stuff like this. They're like, you got to put everything in this book.
Yeah.
Everything you've got in this book. And I said, you know, I really think that we should not put everything in this book. Because,
leave them wanting more.
Well, yeah, leave them wanting more. And so I think when you read the book, especially that very last page, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about when I say, you know, we give you a lot and we punch, but then we're like, okay, you know, we're just getting started kind of thing. So,
yeah. Yeah. I like that part as well.
Yeah. Anyway. So, you know, is it weird to say that I've always kind of known I wanted to write a book?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. You know, I was the kid that grew up dreaming that I was going to be famous somehow. Mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be for music. Like I really, really, really did. And even in my high school yearbook, I mean, that's what I say. Hold on to this yearbook because it's going to be worth money one day. I don't know. I've always wanted to. My story is kind of unique, so I've always wanted to talk about it. So,
gotcha. What's your favorite chapter?
Oh.
Yours personally.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
The one that you're most proud of.
The one I'm most proud of is probably the marriage chapter.
Yeah.
Because that's I don't know. The first several chapters are pretty real and pretty raw chapters, but that one, the first couple chapters is about things that I didn't really have control over.
Mm-hmm.
And then the marriage chapter is me taking ownership to the fact, you know, I mean,
your mistakes. And
yeah. I almost lost my marriage over a lot of just not knowing how to do marriage and relationships and stuff. And so that one's probably the most proud, like life-wise, you mm-hmm. know, I'm most proud of that. But my favorite chapters to read, the first couple chapters are hard for me to read. I like the church chapter, Conservatives Can't Be Christians
yeah.
chapter.
Yeah, that was good.
I think that chapter is going to be a chapter in the book that people are like, oh, you know.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say. There's
didn't see that one coming. You know?
Out of left field. Like, what was that? Okay.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And so I think a lot of, as I put it, real Christians are really going to like it. And mm-hmm. I think a lot of mega church pastors are really going to be upset about it.
Yeah.
But that's probably like my, you know, my attempt. I wrote this book like I'm never going to get another chance to write another one. And, you know, before all the pre-orders, before all this, I mean, you know, you just never know how things are going to go.
Right.
And so I wrote it like they're going to figure this out real quick and never let me do this again, which now I don't think that they can deny us a book too, which is really cool. And thank you guys for that. But this book, I wrote it with the mindset of if I were to die tomorrow, my kids are going to know a little bit more about their dad in this book. And so that's kind of how I wrote it.
Not to give anything away, but what was the hardest chapter to write? The marriage chapter again, or?
That one wasn't the hardest to write because that one was something that, like I said, that was something I had control over, right?
Yeah.
I was a jerk. We had issues just like everybody has in a relationship.
You know what you did wrong.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah. And we all talk about the problems and things like that. You know, it wasn't like any like abuse or anything weird like that, but we just had, we had issues. We got married really young.
Mm-hmm.
And we were still trying to figure out who we were as adults at the same time being married, at the same time we have three kids in 4 years, you know, kind of thing.
How old were you when you had three kids?
We had Anna Grace. I was 27.
Oh, okay.
27 by the time we had three.
Dang.
No, I may be lying to you. 27, because we had Gage and I was 23 years old. Yeah, so by 27, we had three kids, and I just headbutted the mic. And anyway, so I talk about that. The hardest chapter to write was definitely the first couple.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't want to give anything away there because I want you guys to read it. But I think that this book is going to be interesting because I think people think they have an idea of what they're going to read. And then as soon as, at like first page, man, as soon as you start, you're like, oh, this is not what I was anticipating.
And like, you know, you put some stuff under your bed and you hide it away and then you were forced to pull it all back out and look back through.
Well, you know, they told me that your first book is supposed to be kind of like, you know, like an autobiographical or whatever. And the whole book is not that. I think we do a good job of it's pretty 50-50 split. I think the book, I think the first half of the book is bringing you to how we even got to this point that, you know, to buy a book from me in the first place. And then the last half is more what people are probably thinking the book's going to be. And so, anyway, but the first couple chapters were pretty hard to write. You remember I was writing it and I'd go in like a dark emotional place, you know, because everybody's got a past and it's our past for reasons. And we kind of keep them like in these file cabinets in our minds or whatever. And then when you actually have to like open those back up,
dig through it all, relive it
and bring people like on the journey. Like it's one thing just to say it. Oh, I had this or I had that. It's another thing to like in detail, like try to bring people like on the emotional journey with you kind of thing. And so, so I think the first couple, I've said it a million times, this book is going to be different than you think it's going to be. And I really truly believe that the second you read the first line in the first chapter, you're going to be like, oh wow. Yeah. This is different than I thought.
I agree.
So yeah, that's that.
All right, well, we got some more questions, but before we get to those, let's get to a sponsor real quick.
All right, so before we go any further, we want to take a second to tell you about our friends over at Liberty University. That's right, Liberty University and Dear America have teamed up for an official partnership, and you can go to liberty.edu/Dear America. You'll see my face pop up on the website, and you will get your application fee completely waived. Listen, I'm going back to school. I know how difficult it can be. Life happens, kids happen, marriage happens, job happens, and you just never go back. Why not check out liberty.edu/Dear America, get your application fee waived, and then who knows, maybe we'll even be in an online class together. The military LEO, God-friendly, God-pro, police pro, military pro, everything that you love and are supposed to be pro, Liberty University is it, and we are proud to be associated and partnered with them. Go to liberty.edu/Dear America now.
Cool. All right. Next question. Why did you decide to spend a whole chapter talking about me?
well, the reason why Jake is not in the book, right?
I'm in like a couple sentences now.
You are in a couple sentences.
That lasts forever.
Because this book is bringing everybody to light right now.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And so, you know, Jake, as valuable as you are to the group, you are, exception for Noah. Noah is now the newest in the group. But you know, Jake was not around for a lot of the beginning stuff. And so the next book, Jake will be probably in the book more than Alyssa at this point. And so,
hey, I got in there at least once or twice, so I was happy with that.
You're in the tattoo chapter, I think.
Yeah.
No, the toxic masculinity chapter.
Once the show got going and I came on board and everything.
Yep. There's mention of Jake in the book.
Yeah. It made me happy.
Yeah. And so next book, I promise, it'll be, and we'll call him Jake.
Yes.
No,
Jacob.
No, you can't
use my real name.
What would your chapter be called? And it'll go the search for the producer. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But no, there will definitely be a Jake chapter in the next book.
Well, that's what I liked about the book a lot is that, you know, it starts with your childhood, you know, where you got to where you are now, but the whole production side, because a lot of people don't know all that goes into the videos you do, the shows, the contract deals, even, you know, the ins and outs of that. And I think especially for people who've been just following your Facebook videos, you know, that's a huge reason to buy the book, in my opinion, is to get the full spectrum image
to know what happened and how it happened and why it happened. I think the book's a little bit like motivational, a little bit entrepreneurial, a little bit like patriotic, you know, and in your face, like people were probably expecting the majority of the book to be
with autobiography, like, you know, spliced in
right,
there. Too.
Right. But people, it was important for me. That's the Daily Rants chapter is what Jake's talking about.
Yeah.
It was important for me to let people know that although it was accidental, the first video that took off, like obviously that was accidental. I never knew that was going to happen. Everything since then has not been like by accident. It's been from constant
hard work
and all this other kind of stuff. Like even here, just even getting here was a gigantic, you know, expense, a gigantic like workload, figuring out how we're going to do the shows, traveling here, signing all this stuff. I mean, everything has like the back end part that people don't see. And so I hope that people read that chapter and they don't think, oh, I wish something like that would happen to me. I hope that they read it and go, oh, okay, you know, I can do this too.
Mm-hmm.
If not Dear America, I'll sue you. But no, I'm just kidding. but no, like, oh, wow, if this idiot can figure it out, well, then surely I can. And so, you know, and I would like to think that even you have learned a lot just from being here, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we try to treat everyone like not just an employee. We want you to like figure out, hey, this is how you do this and this is how you do that. So hopefully they'll enjoy that chapter.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I was strictly in production, you know, camera stuff, you know, video editing, and I ventured into the world of social media, you know, a little bit of marketing. But anyways, next question.
Do it.
Will this book upset anyone?
So I brought for reference, I actually brought like a little one here for me to look at. So we can flip here. I don't know if you can hear the pages flip, but let's look at the chapter content. So I figured that I would like read, there's 13 chapters and they're broken up into like sub chapters. So you've got the family section. You've got the faith section, the freedom section, and the forever section. So I don't think that many things are going to upset people in the family section, in that you talk about how I got here, my military stuff, the marriage chapter we talked about, and then the Daily Rants chapter. I think once you get to like the faith section is when like people are going to start to get
toxic masculinity.
Their feelings hurt. Because the very first thing we do in the faith section is we talk about toxic masculinity. An entire chapter is dedicated to the biggest video I've ever done, the tattoo video. And so we talk about that. And I think that when you read that, you're like, oh, an entire chapter about why you did a video. Ooh, that's going to be boring. I think you're going to be shocked when you read that chapter too.
Yeah.
Chapter 8, conservatives can't be Christians. That's going to be a big one. And then now in today's climate, when you get to the freedom section, when I wrote this book, all this COVID stuff and all this stuff obviously wasn't going on.
Yeah.
So, but when you read things like patriotism is not racism, it's chapter 9, life starts now. That's obviously about abortion. 11, do you know where your kids are? I talk about the freaking indoctrination of our kids on college campuses that unlike the majority of people that just hear about it and talk about it, I've been there, you know,
I know.
And then chapter 12, gun rights or human rights. I mean, good Lord, what's going on right now? And exactly. Then last but not least, with all this mask stuff and lockdowns and everything like that, the only chapter in the forever section is our rights and our freedoms are not up for debate.
That's a fact.
Which is very interesting for the time period in which we find ourselves. And so, so yes, there will definitely be some chapters that upset some people. But you know, that's kind of been the whole shtick from the very beginning is some people aren't going to like what we have to say, but, yeah, I mean, it's what I believe. And so hopefully people don't look at this as the new My Comp or whatever. You know, I'm sure there's some people that are going to feel that way, but, we'll see.
They'll feel that way without reading it.
True.
What's the main takeaway, if you could boil it down to a couple sentences?
The main takeaway of America 316 is, well, I'll say my hope. All right. So I can't guess what your takeaway is going to be, but my hope that your takeaway is you're going to read this book and you're going to see real America, in my opinion. And what I believe real America is that, you know, we're not perfect, man. We get, you know, black and bruised and beat up from time to time. But at the end of the day, you know, this is where we stand. This is how we feel, and this is where we're going, and this is where we need to get back to.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's kind of my hope, is that I realize that everybody's not going to like this book. I realize that most people are going to like some parts, but not all parts. And then there's going to be some people that like all of it, I guess. But my hope is that whoever's reading it, one part, they're going to be able to go, that's me.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And so that's my hope, is that every person leaves with one thing that they're just like, you know, like Noah, our newest addition has read the book. And he said something to me the other day about a quote in the book that I didn't even think was that monumental of a quote,
mm-hmm.
but it had stuck out to him.
Right.
And, you know, so that's my hope, is that everybody just gets something
mm-hmm.
out of the book.
Yeah, and speaking of that quote, the Christianity topic, a lot of people just assume, you know, Graham's a Christian. It's like, of course, but there's a journey through that.
I shouldn't
that
be.
You take. Yeah,
you know, I shouldn't be. Yeah, you know, everything on paper would make it seem like I should be the exact opposite.
Right.
And so, anyway, I think that's interesting for a lot of people. Jake knows this. Me and Jake have had a lot of conversations about religion. The one thing that I pride myself on is I like to believe in what I call real Christianity, that it's not all sunshine and rainbows and, you know, there's unicorns and you love yeah. Jesus and he loves you and you're fine for the rest of your life, you know, and because I don't believe that. And so I really try to portray that in the book as well, you know, that this isn't a fairy tale, man. And so,
I think people will respect that too. I mean, it's the same with all chapters, like the one on marriage is the same way. You
yeah.
know? Okay, so last question. You plan on writing another one? I mean, I assume you're going to write another one.
I think the last 6 months alone, I have enough stuff to write a book about. But no, I would love to write another one. In my mind right now, I have, you know me, I'm always thinking ahead, like business-wise and stuff. Mm-hmm. In my mind, I've got two books in my head. I really want to write like a joint one with Alyssa. I think that the chapter in my book is obviously like a really like condensed version, yeah, right? And I think it would be really cool to write like a marital book.
Yeah.
That's not like that stupid cheesy marital book, but like a real one with Alyssa. And in my head, I thought it could be cool like to identify like the 10 or 12 biggest things that happened during those times. And then from the guy girl perspective, write it, right? Like you know, like say the issue was, I don't know, sex or something. Have like her perspective during that time and then my perspective. It's the same topic, but the guy side and the girl side sounds like you're on two different planets at the same time too. So I think that could be really cool. And then yes, then third book is obviously another solo.
That title, Two Different Planets.
Two Different Planets. Sometimes it feels that way.
Yeah.
I don't know. And so I think the next one, it's going to be really hard to top America 316 for a title.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I've had a lot of people, Pete Hegseth over at Fox News, has said, man, I wish I would have thought of that. And so it's going to be really hard to top the America 316 title. I'm pretty proud of that one, but
yeah.
But who knows? Yes. The answer is definitely yes. I am hopeful that this will become like a new thing, to where it's just known that every, you know, 18 months to 2 years, I'm going to have another book coming out.
Nice. So,
because the process is actually really cool. It's a lot of work.
Oh yeah.
It's a crap ton of
work. How long
have
you been working on it?
Jeez. Like, I stepped in definitely naive on how much work it is for a book. Cause writing it initially, like just saying what you're saying, that's the easy part.
Right.
Right. And then, but it's rewarding work too. And so kind of like writing music, you know, you're presenting this out for the world, man. And so, you know, they're either going to love it or they're going to hate it. And so, yeah, but definitely I think we'll do hopefully more than just another book.
Yeah. Well, cool, man. I love the book. I'm proud of you, man. You can check it out, America316.com. Let's get into some other little things that are going on.
Yeah, before we do that,
news.
let's talk about our good friends over at Killcliff.
Yeah.
We're on location, so we don't have any here this time, but Killcliff definitely gets us through the day.
Mm-hmm.
We work really weird hours, and you know, I don't sleep very much. and so Killcliff definitely gets us through. I'm an Ignite guy, which is their energy drink, which is a healthier alternative than like Red Bulls. Jake likes to relax a little bit. He likes the CBD drinks. And then of course, they've got recovery too, for people that work out a lot. You can go to killcliff.com and use code Graham for 25% off. And yeah, they're amazing veterans. They support the Navy SEAL Foundation. Amazing guys and girls over there at Killcliff. Go to killcliff.com and use code Graham. All right, so we're going to close out talking about the book just a little bit more. But before we do, we realize there's a lot of stuff going on. We're going to address a lot of that stuff when we're back for Dear America Live. By the time you listen to this, we'll all be traveling back.
Yeah.
We're pre-recording this, obviously. But we'll be traveling back from Texas, hopefully before they lock it down here again.
They
have mandatory masks here, and we'll talk about that and the insanity that is that. But anyway, we will save that for Dear America Live. The last things that I just want to say is I want to ask Jake a question.
Uh-oh.
What is your favorite part of the book and why?
Favorite part? It's hard to say what the favorite is, because I think the chapter of your childhood and the things you experienced is one of the best chapters that really shows, you know, who you are and what you went through. I wouldn't say it's my favorite chapter. I really like toxic masculinity. Really like the chapter that I was in. No, but I think that That chapter, what was it, the early years?
I think Every Story Has a Beginning.
Every Story Has a Beginning, yeah. That one really, if you're a fan of Graham, but you don't know any of his, you know, his upbringing and stuff like that, it really paints a picture to where you have a complete different respect for him and understanding, you know, of where some of these thoughts and beliefs come from. And I think that's important. So that's probably my favorite chapter, is, aww, you know, without giving too much away about, you know.
Yeah. Let's not give too much away. About 3 weeks from now, it won't matter anymore, because yes, the book will be out at that point. Well, I appreciate that. And I'm glad that you said that, because like I said, you know, the most difficult chapters to write were the first couple. And, you know, but I did it for that reason. You know, I could have just, you know, we could have just blocked all that out and just started off right at it, you know. I was driving down one day and some old woman ran me off. That, you know, I mean, a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people, like, they omit all the formative, mistake-filled years.
Right.
And, yeah, I didn't want to do that. And so, anyway, if I can leave you guys with anything, it's that I will say that I, you know, I don't think that this is the most difficult book to read. It's not the thickest book. It's not the skinniest book. It's right in the middle there. My hope is that you will read America 316 as I'm skimming through the pages myself, and you will walk away with a sense of, you know, that this thing isn't over yet, you know? And no matter what, and I know I say this a couple times in the book, no matter what point you find yourself in currently, that's not where you're going to be forever. And so that's good and bad. So you're never going to be, you know, I mean, you're never going to be as bad off as you are right now. And you're never going to be as good off as you are right this second. You know, I mean, life is fluctuating. Life moves. It's fluid. Yeah. It's up and down. And, you know, I am a firm believer that wherever you are right this second is you're there for a reason. And it's preparing you for that next whatever it is that you're doing. You know, I don't know what I'm going to be doing 5-10 years from now. I don't. I would like to think that we would be doing this, but who knows? I mean, you know, maybe the world completely falls apart, and I mean, who? I don't know. Chad Prather's running for freaking governor of Texas now. I mean, you know, who knows what we're going to do? And you know, everything is leading you to whatever that next thing is that you're supposed to do. And so that's it, guys. I hope that you will enjoy the book. I am really excited to start getting all the tagged photos of everybody getting the book. Like, that'll be really awesome. And what I'll do is, when the book actually ships, is I'll put something out that's like, hey, you know, whether you love the book or you hate the book, send a message to this email account or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I would really love to just be able to read some feedback there. But anyway,
do we have any promo codes for like audiobooks still?
Yeah,
going on?
So you can go on the website right now. This is about to be gone because pre-order is about over, and get the audio version of the book, which I read.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. You can type in the code AUDIO25 and get 25% off. You can go to America316.com to do that. And the hardbacks or the hardcover. Is it hardback or hardcover?
Hardcover.
Hardcover hardback books.
They're nice, man. They feel nice.
Yeah, man. You know, I'm pretty partial to it. I think it's a really good looking book. I've seen some cheap looking books for people's first. And, you know, we tried to make it official. Anyway, thank you guys so much for all the support. I hope you enjoyed this little behind the scenes talk of the episode about the book. Thank you guys so much for all the support, and America 316 goes live July 28th. Go check it out. I'm Graham Allen. Jake, where can they find you?
Instagram at producer_Jake.
And that's all we have, guys. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you again next time.
Yeah.